This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Drew Nelson. A school shooting in Wisconsin leaves three dead, including the suspect, injuring six others. The horrific event unfolding now at a small private school in Madison. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes confirmed the incident began just before 11 a.m. at Abundant Life Christian School when officers responded to reports of an active shooter.
Just located a juvenile who they believe was responsible for this decease in the building. Additionally, the officers began administering life-saving efforts to anyone who was wounded and making sure that those persons were transported. What we know is that a total of about seven persons were transported from the scene to area hospitals for treatment. We know that at least three people have lost their lives, including a juvenile person.
Police did not fire their weapons, and preliminary evidence suggests the shooter died by suicide. Law enforcement officials are working to notify the families of the deceased and injured. Initial reports from police mistakenly indicated five deaths. The ATF is assisting in tracing the weapon that was used, identified as a 9mm pistol. Parents and students were directed to a reunification site at the SSM Health Dean Clinic nearby. A public safety alert went out at 11:20 a.m., warning residents to avoid the area. Abundant Life Christian School serves about 390 students from kindergarten through 12th grade. 28-acre campus sharing space with a church and early childhood learning center. The mission statement emphasizes the school's Christ-centered learning context. Bethany Hyman tells WMTV, her daughter is a student there. She recounts hearing from her mother.
There is an active shooter at the school. She had like an inside source kind of tell her. And I just bolted out, drove down here. I called my husband and he made his way over here.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers expressed his condolences, saying, quote, "We are praying for the kids, educators, and entire school community as we await more information." President Joe Biden has been briefed, with federal officials offering support to local authorities. Stay with Crime Alert as we bring you the latest information on the school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin. More crime and justice news after this. A Maryland mother is charged with first-degree murder after allegedly drowning her 3-month-old daughter in their Chevy Chase home. Authorities say the incident is part of a larger plan she had to kill herself and her family. On December 8th, Mackenzie Rose Colgan, age 37, called 911 at 12:12 p.m. She told dispatchers that she had drowned her infant while giving her a bath. Police say emergency responders arrived at the residence and found the baby unresponsive in the upstairs bathroom.
The baby was transported to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. Police shortly thereafter took the mother into custody and she was charged on the same day.
Colgan is a licensed therapist, though she was reportedly unemployed and had been struggling with mental health issues of her own. According to court documents, Colgan admitted to police that she had woken up that morning with a plan to, quote, end everything. She reportedly intended to kill her husband, her two children, and herself. At around 11:40 a.m., she says she took the baby upstairs, placed her in a smaller tub within the bathtub, and held the infant's head underwater until she stopped breathing. Investigators noted in their report, quote, "She turned the baby's face away from her." After the drowning, Colgan went to a bedroom window and climbed onto the ledge of the second-story window, intending to jump. She says she changed her mind, went downstairs, and told the child's father what she had done. The father ran to the bathroom, found their daughter in a tub filled with water, and attempted CPR before commanding Colgan to call 911. Colgan was arrested at the scene. She's being held without bond. Montgomery County District Attorney Lauren DeMarco says the case is, quote, "extremely sad," adding, quote, "This tragedy has shocked the community. We are committed to seeing justice done." Colgan's attorney emphasizes that she has no prior convictions and was cooperating fully with the investigation, although police had visited the home twice earlier this year for welfare checks and a reported medical emergency involving the baby. Oklahoma moves closer to executing a man convicted of killing a 10-year-old girl in one of the state's most notorious crimes. Kevin Ray Underwood's clemency plea was denied by the Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board unanimously. Underwood was convicted in 2006, admitting to killing Jamie Rose Bolin as part of a plan driven by cannibalistic sexual fantasies. He hit the girl with a cutting board, suffocated her, and concealed her nearly decapitated body in a plastic container in his apartment. He had told police he sexually assaulted her, but couldn't go through with his plan to eat her. Underwood told the parole board, quote, "Although I do not want to die, I recognize that I deserve to die for what I did." Assistant Attorney General Aspen Lehman called the crime, quote, "one of the most depraved murders in Oklahoma history," and added, quote, "Jamie was chosen because she was small, defenseless, and easy prey. She begged to be freed, but Underwood showed her no mercy." Underwood's defense team then pleaded for mercy, citing his mental health issues and history of abuse. His attorney, Brandon Van Winkle, said, quote, "Kevin suffered from severe mental illness and never received proper care." A mental health expert wrote to the appeals board, attributing his actions to his addiction to violent pornography. Underwood's mother cried as she asked the board for mercy, saying, quote, "I didn't see the signs of his pain until it was too late." Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond called Underwood, quote, "a deeply evil monster." He will receive a lethal injection on his birthday, Thursday, at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Drew Nelson.